I have the experience of 39 years on the railroad, and every one of these stories is true. How do I follow up on them? Don't start the clock yet. Okay. Just a little background. How many knows what a fireman on the railroad is? Fireman on the railroad. Well, that's how I started, as a fireman on the railroad. I didn't know what a fireman was either. I was at a family get-together, and my uncle said, they're looking for firemen on the railroad. And he said to me, hey, you want a job? You're looking for a job? I'll get you a job as a fireman. And I thought, ain't that the crazy bastards that run into a fire when we're running out? I don't want no part of that job. 2 years later, at the same picnic, I'm desperate for a job. And their uncle is there with the group telling them about this fireman making $500 a week. I said, I'll burn my ass for $500 a week. But little did I know that a fireman had nothing to do with firemen or fires. They were apprentice engineers. They were the guys that got on and learned how to be an engineer. The stupid organization wouldn't give up that stupid name. So all you commuters would say, them featherbedders are at it again. A fireman, what the hell does he do? Shovel coal, there's no more steam engines. But to say, I just wanted to tell you the frightening story that I've never forgotten. I reported down at Oak Point for a trailer van train. Now, most of you are commuters, you're on commuter trains. But when we start on the railroad, you have to cover everything. Local freight, freight trains, Penn Station, trains to Boston. So you have a wide range of experience. Well, this night, I reported down to the locker room, and as usual, all them old bastards with white hair were down there, and they hated the new guys. They just didn't give a shit. We didn't know half as much as they did and never would. Remarks like when you walked in, hey, who's going to babysit with this son of a bitch? Well, you know, I took a month enough, and then I thought my job was to get the engines ready, and I went out and got the engines ready, and there was a cold, icy rain falling, and the mechanic was getting off the engine, and I had to prepare it for the trip, and my feet were sliding back and forth, and the grab iron was slipping, and I finally got up there, and the engineer finally came out, and before I could get to the window, the arms and legs went up in the air. And down he went and plopped his ass on the floor, and I said, oh, this is going to be a good night. I tried to get to the window and warn him, too late. So I opened the window. I said, are you all right? All right. What the hell are you, stupid too? Of course I'm all right. How could I get hurt now? We started out. We're on the big money, he said. So we started out, went down the Harlem River, and I never seen anything like it. I've never covered a trailer van train before. There was trucks lined up for 2-3 miles, all loading up on this train to run the, I'm in trouble with time. Immediately, we got out of town, and the rain was falling, and the windows were starting to ice. And as we went, we were working our way through the Bronx, heading for Co-op City, where Pelham Bay Drawbridge is, and there's three signals that tell you about this bridge. And even stupid me knew enough about how them signals were important. And the first signal came up, and I couldn't make it out. And I moved further and further to the edge of my seat, because this old bastard was going to make sure I did my job. And I couldn't make out the signal. And just as the engine and the train went by the signal, I could make it out. It was the first warning signal that there was going to be a stop at Pelham Bay Drawbridge. And I yelled it out to him, don't worry, kid, he said, don't worry, I got it handled. I got it all here. And the next, we come around the curve, and there's the next warning signal. And this is the signal that tells us we have a stop signal at the drawbridge. And I call that out as loud as I can. All right, kid, I can hear you. I'm not deaf, for Christ's sakes. And we go by that signal. Now we're coming down the hill, and he starts to put the brakes on. nothing happens. The normal feeling that you get when you're on a train, as all commuters know, boom, you feel that yank, the pull at the back of your pants. It wasn't there. It wasn't there. Now we're starting to slide and slip. No sparks, because there was so much ice and water on steel against steel. We had no brakes. And we come around the very last curve, and there it is. I'm just these little red dots. And I can make out the bridges up in the air. Holy shit. And I look at the engineer, and he looks at me, and he's white-faced. And he says, "Hey, kid, you better get out on the running board." Running? Holy Christ, I'm out of the seat, and I'm trying to open the door, and my hands are shaking. I'm saying, "Is this really happening? Is this happening?" And I open the door, and the next thing I know, he's standing next to me. And that red signal is coming closer and closer and closer. Now I can make out the bridge. It's up in the air. And I don't know how to swim. And all of a sudden, wham! The brakes took hold. And the spark started to fly. And we slid and slid and slid when we finally came to a stop.